Hi, this is Wayne Goldsmith for the Swimming Teachers Association. You know, COVID has been a disastrous travesty that's hit our world like nothing before. And so many of you are sitting at home and just desperately wanting to get back to the pool, to earn an income, to reconnect with your students and get back doing that thing that you love doing so much, which is teaching children to swim. But in the light of or darkness of COVID that we're all experiencing, I thought it was important to talk about what is it that you can do as a swimming teacher? What is it that you can do while you're not teaching to become a better swimming teacher? What are the things that maybe you can work on while COVID is stopping you from being there and working with the swimmers? What is it that you can do to come back after COVID as an even better swimming teacher? Well, I've got some suggestions for you. I'd like you to think about having a daily better teaching routine, a daily better teaching routine. The first part of your daily better teaching routine would be to learn one new teaching skill, to go onto YouTube, to go onto Google and look at swimming coaches, swimming teachers, look at teachers in a classroom. There'll be many, many, many examples of people who are teaching other people, and study and think about what is it they're doing that really works. What are they doing that helps them to engage and connect with the learners? What can I take from that that I can embrace and I can adapt and use in my own swimming teaching? Number two in your daily better teaching routine, do one thing every day for your own mental health. This COVID period has been terrible for so many people. And for those of you that are in the aquatics industry, getting in and getting out and getting back to the pool and then away from the pool has been so incredibly difficult. And many, many aquatic professionals that I speak to are struggling mentally and emotionally with what they've had to go through over the past year or so. So every day, set aside some time for your own mental health, maybe to do some meditation, or go for a walk if that's allowed, or some indoor exercise, or watch your favorite show, or maybe just relax and get a little bit more sleep, or read a book, or connect with friends by phone or Zoom. But do one thing every day for your own mental health. Take care of you. Number three, if possible, every day do one thing for your physical health. You know, something that a lot of swimming teachers, coaches, and athletes are doing all over the world is yoga. And there are many wonderful free yoga programs available on YouTube, through television, on many different sources online. Take up one of those, improve your flexibility and your balance and coordination through yoga. Or maybe get an indoor bike trainer or learn how to do some HIIT training or buy or borrow or lease some exercise equipment. Do some flexibility work, some core training. But do one thing every day for your physical health and well-being. Number four in your daily better teaching routine, connect with one other teacher, maybe somebody in your own program, in your own club, in your own school. Connect with somebody and share some ideas and say, when we come back, what are we going to do? What should the first lesson be like? What will we do during that first week? How will we go about reconnecting kids with the water? But every day connect with one other person in our industry, in our profession, and just talk about it. If you can't do it, then sharing your ideas, sharing what you're thinking about doing with someone else and learning with them is almost as good. And from that partnership and from sharing ideas, you'll come back a much, much better teacher and very, very well equipped right from that first session to provide a quality teaching experience for the learners. And number five in your daily better teaching routine during COVID, do one creative thing every day. Do one creative thing every day. Maybe try to draw something or do something silly like learning to sing or come up with some different ideas. Go back and look at some of the drills and skills work that you do in the pool and be a little bit crazy with it. Can you do it backwards? Can you do it on the left side instead of the right side? Can you use a kickboard where you don't normally use a kickboard? Can you do it with groups of kids instead of just one? Look at the things that you do and be a bit creative with it. And so when I go back instead of just doing what I've always done, I'm going to introduce some new ideas. I'm going to do some of these things that I've always done a little bit differently, or maybe faster, or less of them, or more of them, or change the equipment. But I'm going to do something different than I did before COVID. So your daily better teaching routine. One, learn one new teaching skill every day. Doesn't have to be in swimming, can be in any teaching profession. Do one thing for your own mental health. Sleep, meditate, read, watch something, connect with friends. Three, do one thing per day for your physical health and well-being. Get back in good shape, yoga, flexibility work, strength work, body weight, resistance work, but something to stay physically active. Four, connect with one other teacher and just share some ideas. Bounce some ideas off each other about things that you can do and be ready to go as soon as you're back at the pool. And finally, do one crazy new creative thing every day. Look at the things that you've been doing and think about ways that you can make them better, different, larger, smaller, left to right instead of right to left. Look at what you're doing and be a little bit creative and see if there's some ideas that you can generate that will help you come back an even better and more wonderful swimming teacher than you already are. This has been Wayne Goldsmith for the Swimming Teachers Association.